Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is head. H-E-A-D.
Really?
You bet your life! More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Nothing to get excited about. It's just little old me. Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples. Who's first to try for the $1,000?
Well, we selected some young people with interesting backgrounds from the volunteers in our audience tonight, and here they come. Miss Edna Rubin and Mr. Charles Lawley, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Says here. Mr. Edna Rubin, huh?
Yes, sir.
And I presume you're Charles Lawley, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, Edna?
I'm from one of the coldest spots in the United States, Duluth, Minnesota, at the head of the Great Lakes.
What you're going to say from a deep freeze you were living in?
Not too bad. It's usually 40 degrees below zero there.
You said what? Isn't anybody up here that knew that she had said head, including Edna? You and your partner here, you're going to split $100 between you. It's 50 for you and 50 for you.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Where are you from, Charlie? Charles?
From Cairo.
Cairo, huh? Cairo, Illinois?
Cairo, Egypt.
Oh, is there a Cairo in Egypt there? Well, they stole it from Cairo, Illinois. I used to know a red hot mummy from Egypt once. We were terribly wrapped up in each other. How long did you live in Egypt?
Well, a matter of 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And what was the matter with those 20 years? What have you been doing since you came here from Egypt?
Well, I've served in the army, and I've attended college.
Egyptian army?
No, the U.S. Army.
Oh, the U.S. Army. What kind of work do you do, Edna?
I'm a public stenographer in the Beverly Hills Hotel in Beverly Hills.
Is that so? What an odd place for the Beverly Hills Hotel to be, huh? Well, what are your duties there, Edna?
Well, I'm everyone's girl Friday. I just do everything.
Well, how about Thursday? How are you? Have you always been a public steno, Edna?
No, not all the time. I once studied to be a court reporter.
Well, what did you do after that, Edna?
Well, I took a civil service test and had a very high rating, so I went to Washington to work for the Interstate Commerce Commission. I was the youngest member then of the government service.
Is that so? Were all your jobs fun, Edna?
Well, it was very interesting, but I went back to Chicago, and I stayed there for a few months. Then I went out to Stanford University to work for an ichthyologist and herpetologist.
A what?
At the Bureau of Fisheries, they study deep sea life, pilchers, the study of Pacific Coast sardines.
And what is a pilcher?
It's the Pacific Coast sardine.
Imagine going in a grocery store and asking for a can of pilchers. So?
Well, it was very boring because I didn't understand half of what I was doing there.
Well, there's not much to understand about a sardine, is there? Now, Charlie, what do you think of these stenographic adventures?
Well, nothing ever happened to me like that when I was a stenographer.
You were a stenographer?
That's right.
Well, what qualifications do you have?
Well, I can type pretty well, and I'm a pretty fast stenographer. Bilingual.
Bilingual? You mean you're nearsighted?
No, a bilingual means that I do stenography in English and French, two languages. That means two tongues.
You have two tongues? Would you mind sticking one out and let me see what it looks like? Hey, with two tongues, you could do a great job. You could write a stamp and lick a pencil all at the same time.
No, it means that I do stenography in English and French. I also speak Spanish and Egyptian. That makes me a polyglot, I guess.
A polyglot, huh? Well, that's something like a sardine, isn't it? Well, you two shape up as a very interesting couple. Although I must say, Edna, that your shape is more interesting than Charles. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,000. Right now, I want you to pay close attention to this.
In one amazing test after another, DeSoto's superior performance has been proved again and again. In the famous waterproof ignition test, a DeSoto is driven at higher than usual speed through a water-flooded street. Water is allowed to splash right up over the engine, reaching almost every part of the ignition system. Yet the DeSoto keeps right on running without missing a beat. To you, waterproof ignition means your DeSoto will start in even the wettest weather. And what a ride DeSoto gives you. The famous DeSoto road tests have proved that DeSoto's Auraflow shock absorbers give the smoothest ride ever known. Why, the bumps just melt right out from under you. And DeSoto's sensational blowout tests have proved the value of safety rim wheels. With an ordinary car, a blowout may cause the tire to leave the rim and may throw the car out of control. But with DeSoto's amazing safety rim wheels, special protective ridges help hold the tire securely on the rim and allow the driver to bring the new DeSoto to a sure, safe stop. Yes, friends, in one amazing test after another, DeSoto's superior performance has been proved again and again. With waterproof ignition, Auraflow shock absorbers, safety rim wheels, and a host of other exciting features. See it now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the value jewel of the low-priced field.
Mr. Fenneman, would you mind explaining the rules?
Well, you bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets the chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later on in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected Identify the President as your category. I'm going to give you the names of famous people with the same initials as some of our former presidents, and you give me the name of the president. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
15.
Alan Ladd has the same initials as one of our presidents. What was his name?
Abraham Lincoln.
You're on your way. You have $35.
How much are you betting?
$35.
No,
35.
How much have they got?
They have 35.
They're about 30.
$30. Jack Benny has the same initials as one of our presidents. What was his name?
James Buchanan.
James Buchanan is right.
You're climbing. You have $65.
We bet everything.
You have to consult Edna on this.
Save $1.
How much?
$64.
The $64, huh? Actress Mona Freeman has the same initials as one of our presidents. What was his name?
Millard Fillmore.
Oh, this fellow's too smart.
You now have $129.
What have you been reading before you came down here tonight, huh?
Shoot it off.
Okay. All right, here's your last chance. Now she's got confidence in you. Now she said, shoot it all. That's a woman for you, huh? Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You're going to bet the works. $129, huh? Rex Harrison has the same initials as one of our presidents. What was his name?
Rutherford B. Burchard Hayes.
That's right. You're too good. All those questions, right? Look at that, kid. You're too smart. Right?
And you wind up with $258. Thank you.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Boy, that fellow was a wizard.
He sure was. We invited some...
I hope you learned something from that man, fellow.
We invited some girl tennis players.
Oh, he's really a very bright fellow, Fenneman.
And some boys from the city playgrounds. And just before we went on the air, we selected Miss Beverly Baker and Leland Kolka. And here they are. Youngsters, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, Beverly Baker and Leland Coca-Cola, huh? Is that right?
Yes.
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Beverly Baker, right? That name rings a bell. Where are you from, Beverly?
Santa Monica.
How old are you, Beverly?
21.
21. Are you married?
No, not yet.
Hot diggity, huh?
Pretty close, though.
Well, whatever chance you had to win any money here tonight. Where are you from, Leland?
L.A.
L.A.? I thought you'd be from Stanford. Leland Stanford. Have you lived here all your life?
Yes.
How old are you, Billy? Leland?
Eight.
Eight? Boy, I thought you were about eight and a half. Have you got a girl, Mr. Colker?
Yes.
What does she look like?
She has brown hair, blue eyes, blue uniform.
A blue uniform? Is she a cop?
No.
What do you mean, a blue uniform?
School uniform.
You're from the city playground, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've done a little playing in my time. What does your playground have to offer?
Football field, baseball, and tetherball, and tennis court, and a sand pile.
I'll bring my daughter Melinda over. She's pretty clever. Last year in school, she got an A in sand pile. Well, she's only 33 years old. Beverly, you're a tennis player, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good racket, I mean, tennis. I said that to avoid disappointing you, you know. I'm sure everyone you meet says tennis is a pretty good racket, don't they, Beverly?
Well, some say it's a terrible racket.
Why couldn't I have thought of that? Do you make a good living out of tennis, Beverly?
No, I'm an amateur.
Oh, then you make a better living than I thought you did. You hold many tennis titles, don't you, Beverly? You won the Southwest deal last year. What other titles do you hold?
Well, I was once the national junior champion.
Nice.
And I won the Pan American singles last year. And the
did
Duncan
you find
Cup.
You won the Duncan Cup, too?
Yes. That was for girls under 22 in Europe.
What is your ambition in tennis there, Beverly?
Well, I'd like to become a really great player and reach the top someday.
Well, you haven't got far to go. You're playing with it now. What will you have to do before you achieve that ambition?
Well, I'll have to improve my form and speed a little bit.
Well, if your form shows any more improvement, you're certainly going to need all the speed you can muster. What about you, Leland? Do you play a good game of tennis?
I don't play tennis.
Why not?
Don't know how.
That's a very flimsy excuse. What do you do with all your time at the playground? Are you paying for goal in the sandbox?
No, plays marbles.
Oh, really? I used to play that when I was a young man, but I had to give it up. I never had all my marbles. Do you play marbles all the time or just when you're supposed to be in school?
In the season.
Marbles have to be in season? What do you get a stomach ache if you eat them out of season? Like watermelon, I guess. Now, is marbles expensive? No, I mean, are marbles expensive? No, how much are they, a dozen?
A nickel.
A nickel a dozen. How many do you have?
A whole cellar full.
Your cellar is full of marbles? Suppose your father had to get on and fix the plumbing in the middle of the night. Huh? Tell me about marbles. Are they still square?
Can't play marbles with square marbles.
That's funny. We used to play with square marbles. Not only that, but they had numbers on them. I'm afraid your education has been sadly neglected, Leland. I bet you don't even know what snake eyes are, huh?
Snake eyes are... In dice, it's two ones.
This kid is no Schlemiel, I can tell you. Well, I've learned a lot about marbles and tennis tonight. I feel just like I've been talking to Alice Marble.
Oh.
Or Eleanor Tennis. Or Eleanor Tennis. Huh? Now, one thing more. For values in new cars, used cars, or for service on your present car, be sure you see a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Will you promise me that?
Promise. Okay.
All right. In that case, I'll go to your wedding.
Okay.
Providing I'm the groom. Now, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The public stenographer and the Egyptian boy won $258.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected old songs and new tempos as your category. The orchestra will play these tunes in a different tempo than they were originally written. Let's see if you can identify them. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10, sorry. $10.
You want to bet a few marbles, too, here, Leland? All right. Jerry Fielding and the boys will play this first tune in swing tempo. You give me the name of it. Okay, Jerry. The lower is right. The lower is right.
Well, for this car, you have $30.
I once went to New York on the train, and I tried to get a lower, but I couldn't. I got an upper instead. That's probably the oldest and worst joke that I've ever uttered in the 4 years I've been here. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of your $1,000 will you bet?
You have 30.
20?
Okay, here we go for $20. This will be played in waltz tempo. Give me the name of it. Okay. What do you say?
I can't say.
Well, it's turkey in the straw.
Oh.
I don't get anything extra for singing, and you probably understand why by this time.
You now have $10.
All right, now you're down to $10. Here's your third question. How much of the $10 are you going to bet? You know what we ought to play for him? I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls. That's from the Bohemian Girl. That's a little before my time. All right, how much are you going to bet?
You say. $5.
$5. This song will be played in rumba tempo. You give me the title. Play, Jerry. Rockabye baby, you had it right, huh?
You now have $15.
How much are you going to bet?
Let's do it all, huh?
You going to shoot it all? This tune will be played as a march. Now give me the title.
Red River Valley.
Red River Valley.
And you wind up with a total of $30.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers.
We have asked for people with unusual occupations to volunteer, and here are the two selected just before we went on the air. This is Bertha Stockwell, Mr. Murray Kalb. Come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and win $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mrs. Bertha Stockwell, where are you from, Mrs. Stockwell?
Sioux City, Iowa.
Sioux City, huh? That's where all the lawyers come from, isn't it? Sioux City, Iowa. You're not listening. Huh? Either that or you are, and you don't find it amusing. You're from Sioux City? Would you mind asking, telling me how old you are? Within 30 years, I mean.
Oh, I'll never eat on it, will you?
38?
Yes.
That's a good ripe old age. Huh? How old are you, Mr. Murray Cobb? Is
yes,
that right?
Sir. Yes, Inspector.
How old are you, Mr.?
53.
53. Well, you don't look it. You look like about 42.
Thank you, sir.
That's for many years, season in the sun, I'll bet, huh?
You look young for your age also.
I don't see any point in both of us lying, Mr. Now, if I understand it, you two were picked because of your occupations. Mrs. Stockwell, what do you do?
I'm a whistling teacher.
You're a whistling teacher?
I'm a whistling teacher, and I have a school of whistling.
Well, how did you get interested in this type of work? When you were younger, did you live next door to a pool room?
No, I really was washing dishes. And all of a sudden, I discovered that I could make a whistle tone. And I kept on working until finally I had a pretty vibrant tone.
What did that do to the dishes? Anything?
It helped washing.
It did, huh? You have an unusual occupation, too. What do you do, Mr. Cobb?
I'm a fix-it man.
A fix-it man?
Yes, sir.
Could you fix my whistle?
No, but I do fix.
How long have you been working at it?
30 years.
30 years?
Yes, sir.
Must be a fine fix-it man. He's been working at it 30 years and hasn't fixed it yet. What do you fix?
I fix all electrical appliances,
Can you fix a wrestling match?
No.
Can you fix an election?
Oh, no.
Can you fix a traffic ticket?
No, sir.
You get no business from me. You can't fix anything I'm interested in. How much do you charge to fix things?
Oh, it's according. Sometimes they have three or four scissors. I charge about a quarter a head for a scissor to...
We just had to take it away. You said to say good word, Head, and you and Mrs. Cobb, Mrs. Stockwell, will split $100 between you. Yeah? There's 50 for you and 50 for you.
Thank you, sir.
Bertha, Mrs. Stockwell, what do I call you, Bertha?
Call me Bertha.
Okay. Would you mind, pucker up, I want to talk about whistling. For example, what kind of pupils do you have at your school?
I have all ages, from 5 years old to 75.
Really? You not only taught whistlers, you taught whistlers' mother. Why do your pupils want to learn how to whistle?
Well, it's an accomplishment, and they want to learn bird work.
What do you mean by bird work? Flying around a room or just digging for worms?
Well,
what do you mean by bird work?
For instance, a chirp. The huey.
What is that?
The huey.
Why do they call it a huey? Is that named after Senator Long?
No, it's H-E-W-I-E. It's the syllable that I say. Huey. You let your tongue be loose inside and just say Huey.
Huey, 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 Huey. I'm not bilingual. I can't do it.
Then
what are some other bird calls? Okay, I'll meet you later. That's all. I don't know why you didn't come right out and say that. Well, I learned a lot tonight, and the next time I see a bird who needs his whistle fixed, I'll call on you, too. Now then, we're going to play You Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The public stenographer and the Egyptian boy lead with $258.
Here we go. Let's hear how I can build you $20. You selected famous flyers. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$10.
Is that all right with you?
All right.
In 1937, a young woman was lost in the Pacific while on a round-the-world flight. What was her name?
Earhart.
Amelia Earhart is right.
And I'll have $30.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the $30 will you bet on your second question?
$25.
What was the name of the pilot who supposedly flew the wrong way and ended up in Ireland?
Corrigan.
Douglas Corrigan is right.
You now have $55.
Here's your third question. How much of the $55 will you bet?
50.
What is the name of the famous woman flyer who held many records for women? She's also a successful businesswoman in cosmetics. Talk it over.
I don't remember the cosmetics.
I'm sorry. Her name is Jacqueline Cochran.
They dropped to $5.
All right. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $5 will you bet?
All of it.
All right. What is the name of the movie producer and flyer who was a two-time winner of the Harmon Aviation Trophy? He produced Hell's Angels.
Right.
No.
Talk it over now.
That's the fellow built the boat. Big green
arrow. All right, take a guess. What do you say?
I can't call it.
Someone owns the plant out here.
The one that makes the boat. I made the boat. Some of it
was in that wreck.
I know, but
in that wreck, that's his name.
You'd have known. I just did two pictures with him at RKO. It's Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes.
That's it.
I know he had the plant out there.
Wait till I tell him that nobody knows his name. Well, you went broke, and we can't have that. I'll give you one more question. Get it right, and win $10. And no help in the audience, please. You ready?
Yes.
What color was the old gray mare?
Gray.
Gray is right, huh?
And that means that the stenographer and the Egyptian boy with $258 in just 1 minute get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Friends, if you want to be sure your car will give you good, dependable service this winter, take it to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers for a first-class winter checkup. The master technicians at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers will tune the engine of your car to make sure it will give you economical operation mile after mile. They'll check your battery to ensure quicker winter starting. Then, for easier shifting, on even the coldest days, your transmission will get the proper lubricants. The DeSoto Plymouth dealer mechanics will step up your generator and check your spark plugs to provide for the increased electrical load of winter driving. The brakes of your car are especially vital in bad weather, so they'll be carefully serviced for safer winter stopping. And, of course, you'll get the proper oil, your radiator will be cleaned and flushed, and you'll get a good antifreeze. All the things your car needs to give you worry-free operation, even in the coldest weather. And you'll be surprised at how little you pay for all this expert service. So if you want to be sure of safe, economical winter driving, be sure to take your car for a winter checkup where you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the stenographer and the Egyptian boy, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question, Groucho.
From the way he went through those other questions, I feel this $1,000 is gone already. Well, let's hope you had a lot of luck anyway. Here we go for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on the single answer between you. So think carefully and please no help from the audience. Ready? A hero in the world of medicine was the American Army surgeon who discovered the cause of yellow fever and halted the epidemic in Havana. For $1,000, who is this great doctor? Talk it over. The answer you two have decided upon.
Well, I'll just pick again.
Well known as Walter Reed, so that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win, George?
$258.
Well, that's not too bad. Bad night's work. $258. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Let sight distance govern night speed. Don't overdrive your headlights. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.